Ever feel like, those pink swatches you carefully picked out? Kind of like totally lied to you. That perfect color you thought you found ends up looking like totally different once you get it home.
Yeah, happens all the time, right?
Right. It's like, what happened? Well, it turns out light, it's kind of like this sneaky magician
Yeah, it really is.
when it comes to color. So today we're doing a deep dive into like how to outsmart that trickster and really understand how light impacts the colors we see in our homes. With insights from the mind of José Ortiz, of pristine painters.
That's a great way to put it. What's so interesting is we often think about color as like this fixed thing, you know?
Right, like it's an inherent quality of the object.
Exactly, like
Okay.
this mug is inherently blue, right? But it's really not. It's all about the light. Like imagine light as this stream of waves, right? And each of these waves, each wave has a different length. And our eyes, they're only designed to pick up a teeny tiny slice of all those wavelengths out there. And that tiny slice, that's what our brains, that's what we perceive as color.
Okay, so light is like the messenger, right? It's bringing the color message to our brains.
Exactly.
But how does that explain, like, why my living room, why does it look different throughout the day?
Okay, so think of it like this. Sunlight, it's not just like one type of light. It's actually this mix of different wavelengths all jumbled together, and the balance of those different wavelengths, it actually shifts throughout the day. So like morning light, right when the sun comes up, that light is dominated by like longer wavelengths, which we see as warmer colors, like more reddish hues. But as the day goes on, the sun climbs higher, right? Those wavelengths, they actually start to shorten, and that shifts the light towards cooler tones, like the blues.
That's so interesting. So the actual light hitting the paint in my living room, it's actually changing throughout the day.
Yes, absolutely.
So that's why the color seems to shift. It's not like my imagination playing tricks on me.
No, not at all. And don't forget about cloudy days, right?
Ah, yeah, good point, guys.
Those thicker clouds, they act like this giant diffuser, so they scatter the light, and that reduces the intensity of those warmer wavelengths, those longer ones.
Oh, okay.
That's why everything just kind of takes on this cooler, almost grayish look on overcast days.
Oh, so that's the science behind my like perpetual gray filter woes.
Exactly.
Speaking of, we actually had a listener write in from Norway, and they were talking about the challenges of, decorating a space when you have consistently gray light. Like, how do you choose colors for a place that just seems to always have that sort of cool, diffused light?
Yeah, that's a fantastic question. It really highlights, just how crucial it is to really think about your main light source when you're making these design choices, right? So in a situation, like our listener in Norway, where you've got consistently gray light, you're starting off with, a narrower range of wavelengths to even work with.
Okay.
So choosing colors that can really hold their own, within that specific spectrum is super important.
So walk us through that a little bit. What does that look like in practice? Like, should our listener be avoiding certain colors altogether?
It's not so much about like completely avoiding colors as it is understanding how those colors are going to be perceived in that kind of environment. For example, those softer, muted tones that might look absolutely stunning in a room that's bathed in sunlight.
Yeah.
Those same colors, they could end up feeling kind of flat, maybe even lifeless under gray light. They don't have that same vibrancy to reflect back,
So it's almost like they get lost in all that grayness.
Exactly. Yeah, it's like trying to have like a hushed conversation at a rock concert. You can't even hear it. Those subtle nuances just get totally drowned out. So instead, I think about, embracing those bolder, more saturated colors.
Okay.
These colors, they have a much higher concentration of pigment, so they naturally reflect back more light, even when the light itself is mostly gray.
So instead of, say, a really pale, dusty blue, our listener could try going with a really vibrant, almost electric blue.
Exactly. Yes, that richer hue, it'll have a much stronger presence in the space, and it can really help keep the room from feeling too one-dimensional or flat. You're giving those walls a little more personality so they can stand up to that cool, diffused light. And it's not just about like the wall color either, right?
Right.
Think about like bringing in those bolder colors throughout the entire space, so like your furniture, artwork, even throw pillows, those smaller
Oh, I
accents.
like that.
Yeah, those pops of color, they become like these little beacons almost, reflecting light back into the room and just creating the sense of vibrancy,
That's such a helpful way to think about it. Like you're placing these little bursts of energy around the room to combat the gray.
Exactly. You're curating your own light show, basically, right?
I love that.
Using color to change how your eye sees the entire space.
Now, I know we've been like really focusing on natural light, but what about artificial light? Does that play a role in all this too?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, you know, understanding artificial light, it's super crucial, especially in a place like Norway, where you've got those long winter nights.
Right, yeah.
You know, artificial light basically becomes your main light source for a good chunk of the year. So choosing the right kind, it really matters.
Okay, so it's not as simple as just like screwing in any old light bulb then.
Not at all. Just like sunlight, artificial light also comes in this, you know, the spectrum of wavelengths, and we see those as color temperature.
Right.
And you've probably seen those labels on light bulbs, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like warm white, cool white, daylight.
Mm-hmm.
Those are referring to the color temperature of the light that bulb is putting out.
Right. So like a warm white bulb would give off that cozier kind of yellowish light, and then cool white would be brighter, maybe a little bit bluer.
Exactly. And those differences, even though they seem subtle, they can really impact how your colors look. You know, the colors you put so much thought into. Warm light, it tends to really enhance reds, oranges, yellows. You know, it makes them feel even warmer and more inviting.
Okay.
But then cool light, you know, it can make those same colors look a little bit duller, almost like you're putting the subtle filter over your whole room.
So for our listener in Norway, who's dealing with that cool gray natural light most of the time.
Yeah.
What type of artificial light would you recommend?
So this is where it gets interesting, right? Because you might think, okay, I'm dealing with cool light, so I should add more cool light to balance it out, right?
Yeah, that's what I would think.
But actually, too much cool light, especially in a space where you're using bolder colors, it can actually start to feel kind of sterile and uninviting, you know, not cozy at all. So instead, I would actually suggest bringing in some warmer light sources.
Oh, that's unexpected.
Yeah.
See, I would thought you'd go with something like super bright and cool to fight that gray.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a common misconception. But remember, warmth, it's not just about that color of the light itself. It's about the feeling that it gives you, right? So those warmer bulbs, they're going to add this touch of coziness, you know, and it'll create a more inviting atmosphere, especially during those long winter nights.
So it's almost like you're layering those warm tones from the lighting with the vibrant pops of color from, you know, the furniture and the decor, right? It just sounds like this recipe for a visually stunning, but also incredibly cozy space.
Exactly. It's all about creating that really nice harmony, that balance between your natural light and your artificial light sources to make all your design choices really shine.
This is all such amazing advice. It seems like there's a real art to this whole lighting thing.
There really is. Light is such a powerful tool. And once you get it, you know, once you learn how to use it, you can completely transform any space. But it's always important to remember that design, at the end of the day, it's personal, right?
Right. Such a good point.
Yeah.
I mean, we've been diving deep into like the science of light and color. But we definitely don't want our listener to feel like there are all these strict rules they have to follow
exactly.
to create a beautiful space.
There's no, you know, right or wrong answer when it comes to making a space that you love.
Yeah. I'm so glad you said that, because ultimately the most important thing is that your home feels like a reflection of you. So like, what if our listener in Norway, what if they just like fall head over heels for a color that, you know, maybe isn't typically recommended for a gray climate? Should they just go for it?
I say go for it. You know, rules are meant to be broken, especially in design, right? If you love a color, find a way to make it work for you. Maybe it becomes an accent wall, or maybe you go all in and just, you know, embrace the unexpected. The important thing is to own those choices and create a space that feels authentic to you, not just like a Pinterest board.
That's such a good point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not about like following trends or sticking to some rigid formula. It's about, mm-hmm. you know, trusting your gut and just having fun with the whole process.
Exactly. And, you know, there are so many ways to play with light and color. Think about, like, the finishes you're using, the textures you're bringing in. A glossy surface, for example, that's going to reflect light totally differently than something that's matte, right?
Oh, that's true.
So you can add these layers of visual interest just with those subtle choices.
Right. It's like you're fine-tuning how the light actually moves around the room, using all these different elements to create the mood and the atmosphere you want.
Exactly. It's about being really intentional and mindful of how the light, the color, the texture, how it all works together, you know?
Yeah.
Each one influences the others, and you can create this like symphony of sensory experience when you get it right.
I love that. This has been such an eye-opening conversation, honestly. I feel like I'm seeing my own home in a whole new light now.
That's what we like to hear. It's funny, we take light for granted, but it really does have this incredible impact on how we experience, you know, the world around us, especially our homes.
Absolutely. So as we kind of like start to wrap up our deep dive here, what's the one thing you hope our listener, you know, our listener in Norway, everyone listening, what's the one thing you hope they take away from this conversation?
Pay attention to the light. Just notice it. You know, watch how it changes throughout the day, how it interacts with the colors, the textures, you know, everything in your space. And once you start to really see the light, like really see it, you can use it to make your home more than just a place where you live, you know? It can be a breathtaking masterpiece.
Beautifully said. A huge thank you to the brilliant mind of José Ortiz of Pristine Painters for these illuminating insights, right? Mm-hmm. And to you, our listener, remember, you are the artist of your own space. So experiment, have fun, and, you know, let there be light. Until next time, happy decorating.